Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 28, Words of Motivation by Brendan Lowe. The only way you can fail at jazz piano is if you give up trying.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 28. I'm your host, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for listening. So everyone, in this episode, I'm going to be going over diatonic harmony because I think it's about that time to start talking a little bit about theory. It has been in some blog posts on our website, jazzpianoschool.com, and you can go there to get a free membership with access to lesson videos if you'd like, completely free. So diatonic harmony is very, very important. And knowing theory in general is very, very important for jazz. It's a lot different than classical because it's gonna help you really get into the harmonies and chords you're playing and allow you to really take full advantage of the tools you'll have at your disposal. If you're not taking the time to learn theory, you're really not gonna progress that far. So you can watch all the videos you want, like how to play this and how to play this, but it's really just like flipping through a travel guide and learning expressions in a different language, like how to use the bathroom, you know, or how do I pay for this, or how much is this? You're not actually learning the language at all, right? When you have your travel guide, you're basically just learning enough to get by. But once you learn those expressions, like where do you go from there? You have no direction, you have no focus, you have no clue on actually how to speak the language or why you're saying those things, what the words mean. Your brain has just memorized those phrases. So they don't mean anything to you. No, there's no connection. When you learn a language like French, when you study how the sentence structure works, when you study how to say different nouns and verbs and everything like that, it actually allows you to be free, right? You're free to actually speak the language. So this is what you want to strive for and accomplish in jazz. And I always try and emphasize theory as much as possible because people don't like learning theory, right? Everyone likes the instant gratification. I do too. You know, I love being able to have someone show me like a cool lick that sounds good. But if I don't understand why they're playing what they're playing, then it really doesn't have any meaning to me. And I won't be able to take that and make it my own. So let's get into diatonic harmony. Diatonic harmony is the relationship of the key center that you're in, for example, the key is C, with a scale basically, and chords. And so it's meaning everything you're playing is within the key. So your chords come from a key center which comes and relates to a major scale. So and as well as improvisation comes from that, you know, you can diatonically improvise, which means coming from the same key center. So let's take the key of C, for example, because it's the easiest. Now, when I'm in the key of C major, the key of C major relates to the C major scale. Here's my C major scale. Right? And if you don't know your scales, right, this is not going to work for you. That's why you should definitely learn your major scales and why I say it all the time. Because when we get into keys like G flat, right, or B, E, knowing your major scale, you're going to know your chords as well, and this is how it's going to translate. So our one chord, so we can build chords up from each degree of the scale. So here's my first note of the scale, and it's the note C. Now if I build a chord, right, usually chords are built in thirds for as far as root position goes. Now if I build up in thirds using notes from my C major scale, meaning I can't use E flat or G flat or A flat, only notes from the C major scale, I will get a C major seventh chord if I use four notes, okay? So the C major seventh chord happens to be our one chord, right? And we call it the one chord because it's built off of the first degree of the scale. It's built off the one. So my one chord in the key of C is a C major seven. Now, if I go to the key of F and I play a chord built off the F, it's still called my one chord, right? But it's now an F major seven because it relates to the key of F. So diatonically, at F major 7 in the key of F is going to be a 1 chord. A C major 7 in the key of C is going to be a 1 chord. Now, how do you know what key it's coming from? Because C major 7 could be also in another key. Well, we'll get to that in just a second. So in every key, we have 7 chords. Now, why is that? Because there's 7 notes within the scale. So if we go to the 1, we're going to build a chord up off the 1 chord. Now, our other notes within the scale, D, E, F, G, A, and B, they also can have chords built off of them. So let's build our chords up from those degrees of the scale and see what chords those are. So if I start on the 2nd degree of the scale, my D, and I build a chord up, a 7th chord, right, using 4 notes, I get what chord? I get a D minor 7 chord. Now in the key of C, because I'm on D, which is the 2nd degree of the scale, and it's a minor 7, we'd call this, what would we call it? 2nd degree of the scale, right? We'd call it 2 minor 7. So this is my 2 minor 7th chord in the key of C. Now, if we're in another key like F, it would no longer be the 2 minor 7 chord because D is not the 2nd degree of our F major scale. What degree of the scale is D in the key of F? Anyone? It is the 6, right? So in the key of F, our D minor 7 would be the 6 minor 7 chord. But since we are in the key of C, it is our 2 minor 7 chord. So you're beginning to see how that works. So we need to know what key center we're in. And again, just like I said before, I'm going to tell you how to find out what key you're in. But for now, let's stick to the key of C. I'm telling you, we're in the key of C. So here's our 2 minor 7 chord, our D minor 7. We'll go to the 3. That's the note E. Now, since it's the 3rd note of the scale, we're going to call this 3. And then we're going to call it by the quality that it builds, that we build up off of the E minor. Off of the E, we get an E minor 7 chord. So if we build a chord up, again, we're just using notes from our C major scale and we're building up in thirds. We're stacking up the notes in thirds. So these are all coming from our C major scale and that's why it's diatonic. If I were to change G to G sharp, let's say, and have a E7 chord, an E dominant 7, this is not diatonic to the key of C because we're out of the key. So I'm going to go back. So we have our 3 minor 7. And that's our E minor 7 chord in the key of C. Now here's our 4 major 7. It's our F major 7. Here's our 5 7. It's our G 7. 6 minor 7 is our A minor 7. And finally 7 minor 7 with a flat 5, which I haven't talked about too much yet, is our 7th chord. Okay, so 7 minor 7 flat 5. So we have 7 chords within a key. Now some of them we have we have more than one minor 7th chord, we have 2 major 7th chords, and we have 1 dominant and 1 minor 7 flat 5. And those are our 7 chords within a key. So we have 3 minor 7 chords. We have one on the 2, which in the key of C is D. We have one on the 3, which in the key of C is E. And we have one on the 6, which in the key of C is A minor. So we have 3 minor 7th chords. Now we have 2 major 7ths. We have one on the 1, C major 7. We have one on the 4. In this case, our 4 major 7 is an F major 7. So that's 5 chords. Now we only have 2 more chords. And one of those is our 5-7, which is a dominant. It's the only dominant chord within a key. So every key has one dominant chord, and it's the 5 chord. Okay? And every key also has one minor 7 flat 5 chord, and that is the 7. Our 7 minor 7 flat 5. Okay, so here are all our chords, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and back to 1. Now, when we combine the chords, we build progressions, right? So when I say 2 in the key of C, I'm playing a D minor 7 chord. When I say 6 in the key of C, I'm playing an A minor 7. When I say 3 in the key of C, I'm playing E minor 7. Now it has to be those chord qualities in the key of C because we're only using notes from the C major scale. Now diatonic, right, to a key means you're using notes from the major scale. So you're playing the same notes, 4 chords coming from the major scale. So the chords and the degrees, the chord qualities will be the same no matter what key you're in because they're always coming from the major scale. So the major scale pattern doesn't change just where you start the root changes. So if I play an F major scale, right, my one chord is always going to be major, major 7. My two chord is always going to be a 2 minor 7. My 3 will always be 3 minor 7. So on, 4 major 7, 5 7, 6 minor 7, 7 minor 7 flat 5, and 1 major 7. That's in the key of F, right? So what we want to be able to do is know all of our chords in all the keys, because we're going to learn those keys so much better. Now, how do we know what key we're in, right? In a piece. Now, the easiest way to tell, excuse me, guys, is by looking at the key signature. And if you don't know your key signatures, I'd highly recommend you learn them, right? So if you see two flats in the beginning of a tune, that's going to mean what key are you in? Right? B flat. Because the key of B flat, the B flat major scale, right? Here are our major scales coming up again. Has two flats. Okay? And likewise, if I said one sharp, what key would we be in? Key of G major. And that one sharp is F sharp. So by looking at the key signature in the beginning of the piece, you know what key you're in. All right? Now, that's the easiest way to tell what key you're in. So let's say like Satin Doll, it's in the key of C major, and we'd know that by looking at the key signature in the beginning, and we'd see that there are no sharps or flats. So that tells us we're in the key of C major. Our first chord is a D minor 7. Now, we're getting a little bit into analyzation. Now, when we analyze chords, all we do is we write the Roman numeral in the chord quality above the chord. So for our D minor 7 chord, how would we analyze that chord in the key of C? What degree of the scale is it? It's the 2, right? And it's our minor 7. So above that chord, we'd write 2 minor 7. And we've just analyzed that chord. Now the second chord in Satin Doll, right, is our G7. Now it's a dominant chord, okay? And we're in the key of C, so we want to count up, if you don't remember, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. G is the 5th degree of the scale, and it's a dominant. So that means it's our 5 dominant 7th chord. So we'd write a Roman numeral 5 and put 7 above the chord quality, or excuse me, above the chord. So as we start to see progressions, we can see 2, 5, 1, 3, 6. We get like a roadmap, right, of the progression. We can see how it works. Now, this is helpful because for a lot of different reasons. One, it's helpful for improvisation, because when a minor chord is a 2 chord, you're going to use a different pattern to scale to solo over with. And likewise, if a minor chord is a 6 chord, you're going to use a different sort of pattern to solo over it with. So you might have a D minor 7, and it might be serving as a 2 chord in a progression. So you'd use a certain pattern, a certain scale rather. I don't know why I keep saying pattern. And then you have a six minor 7 chord, but it's the A minor 7 chord in the key of C. So you'd use a certain scale there. Now, if you didn't know that those were the 2 and the 6, you'd be using a different mode to solo over them, and it might not come out right. It might not reflect the harmonies that the composer wanted, which is okay, right? But you want to know that you're doing it on purpose, right? You never want to be... there is time for experimentation and going outside the box, but you want to start with the tools, right? You want to have the tools all laid out so you're not guessing. And then you take it above and beyond and you start to experiment. The other reason it's helpful is for transposition. And Anita, an audience member, was asking about how to learn pieces in different keys. And I'm going to do a whole episode on that coming up. But just to tell you, when you transpose progressions into certain keys, it's so easy if you know the Roman numerals 2, 5, 1, 3, 6. You can go to the key of F and play a 2-5-1-3-6, or you can go to the key of B flat and play a 2-5-1-3-6, because you know all your chords in each key and how they relate to the major scale in that key. So I'll be doing that in the next episode. So to leave you guys off with this is a great idea. I don't know, it just came to me. I'm going to leave you guys with an actionable practice item at the end of each podcast. I should have been doing this before, but you know, always room for improvement on everything, right? We're all here to learn. So here we go. So you guys should be practicing your diatonic chords in all keys. With your right hand, your left hand, and then hands together. So if I'm in the key of C, I'm going to play my 1 major 7 chord. I'm going to go to my 2, then my 3, 4, five, six, seven, eight, and back down. Okay, so I just played all my root position chords going up my C major scale in the key of C. Now I take my right hand, I do the same thing. Then I do it hands together. And you want to use a metronome for this, guys, so that way you're not just randomly... Sorry, let me grab my metronome so I can demonstrate correctly here. So you're not randomly playing rhythms, right? You you really want to be able to target your practice. So here we go. Here's 120. Usually I'll use two beats per chord, and I'm going to demonstrate hands together after you've done hands separately. Here we go. Back down. Okay. So that's the key of C. I just went through all my diatonic chords with my right hand, all my diatonic chords with my left hand, and then all of our diatonic chords together with both hands. Now, it seems easy in the key of C because you have all white notes, but try doing it in the key of B major, right? So let's go to the key of B major. We have our one chord, B major 7. We have our two chord, which are minor 7, three chord minor 7, four chord major 7, five chord dominant 7, six minor 7, and seven minor 7 flat 5, and then finally to our B major 7 again. Okay, so again, you want to practice this. I'll do it with one hand this time just to demonstrate the different hands. And so again, you want to practice, I'm losing my voice here. You want to practice hands alone, so right hand first, left hand alone, and then hands together at the tempo you're working at. And only go as fast as you need to, right? Don't be in a rush to go at 130 or 140, you know? Really take your time. You're going to learn it so much faster if you go slower. Start at 60 BPM, two beats per chord, and then go to 80, right? You don't need to work on this fast. You just want to learn it, okay? So here's 110. I'm going to do two beats per chord in the key of B major, just going up my diatonic chords. Here we go. One, two, three, four. So that's it, guys. So you practice your diatonic chords, hands separately, together, all the way through all your keys. And then I'm going to start to talk to you about modes. And now that you've had a little bit of improvisation background and how to connect the chord tones, we're really going to get into modes and connecting the modes together through the keys and through 2-5-1s and how they relate to each chord, okay, and the distinctive qualities of each mode. So that was a little bit longer, but it's some good information. Let me know if you have any questions, any comments, or any feedback on anything. And if you could leave a 5-star review for the podcast, I'd really appreciate it. Until next time, guys, happy practicing.